Christmas is right around the corner, so if you still don't know what to get your volunteers, stick around because we have 10 great ideas for Christmas gifts for your leaders.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Ministry Coach Podcast, where we bring you weekly tips and tactics to help you fast track the growth and health of your youth ministry. But today we're bringing you some great gift ideas for your leaders.
Yeah, because if that sounds odd to you, like, wait, we're supposed to get our leaders gifts? Yes, you are.
Hopefully.
And I actually was thinking that we probably should do this episode in January, when your budget renews, because here's the rookie mistake I would always make, and this is so embarrassing, but I would have no money left at the end of the year to buy my leaders anything. So what year?
Just handmade drawings for everybody.
That's me and you. That's us. It's a picture.
And it says, thank you. Merry Christmas.
I went to the Dollar Tree. Every state, I think, has different dollar stores.
99 cent store,
yeah,
Dollar
Family
Tree.
Family Dollar, Dollar General. Did I make that up? I don't know. But we have the Dollar Tree. And they had scarves at Dollar Tree, and I got all my leaders a scarf. It was like this long. Yeah.
I was a leader during that time. I have one of those in my closet.
What did you think when you opened
it? Cool wristband, dude. It's Southern California. Like, it doesn't really ever get cold enough.
I was desperate. I knew I had to get you guys a gift. I had no money, no ideas.
Have you ever seen the movie LA Story with Steve Martin?
Yes.
Where one section, he's a weatherman and he says, how did Los Angelians cope when the weather dropped down to 58 degrees? They bought scarves at Dollar Tree. All right, my name is Jeff Lascola.
This is Kristen Lascola.
All right, we're going to get right to it and go through this list. I think we have 8 things.
Yes.
Okay, so number one is custom t-shirts or sweatshirts.
Yes, and by custom, I don't mean simply your youth ministry logo. Don't give them something that a student could buy. So the whole idea is for it to be exclusive. So only available for leaders and something that is maybe appropriate for your ministry specifically, whether it's like a little bit of an inside thing or, you know, has to do just with your context. So I have an example, actually. So I had these made, let's see, there we go. I had these made for my leaders last year.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and these were the girl ones. I did these like little long sleeve, like scoop neck things for the girls, and the boys got a t-shirt and it says pizza and worship and small groups and predator and dodgeball and impossible shot and candy and chaos. And this, I mean, they just loved because this is us. This is us. This is everything we do on a Tuesday night. You guys probably know what most of it is. Predator is like our students' favorite game that we all hate. And we, like, the leaders hate it, the students love it, but we always play it because the kids like, Predator, Predator. And then Impossible Shot, I learned that from Kurt Johnston or someone way back in the day, where the kids like shoot a ball and they can win money. Candy, because our kids are obsessed with candy, and Chaos. So that's the name of our youth ministry. But it was just such like a little souvenir, I guess you could say, that it was like, oh, like this is us on a t-shirt. And the cool thing was,
You know somebody that does screen printing to give you a good deal.
This guy.
Me.
It's not that good of a deal, but I mean, it's a great price. I just would expect family to have like a deeper discount.
I give a minister discount and that's all you get.
Okay, thanks.
For any of these items on the list that we're talking about today, including screen printing, not that you have to use me, but we're going to give links down below in the description so that you can find the best price and all that stuff. If you did want to go through me, I'm not going to tell you not to. I can at least tell you if you're getting a good deal through somebody else, though.
You could be like a consultant.
Yes, that'll be my contributions. But yeah, check the show notes and you'll see all the places that you can get all of these gifts for your leaders.
Yes. So yeah, so that's the custom shirt. And again, you want to budget money in the beginning of the year so you don't end up at Dollar Tree. So here's a good cushion. I would say about $15 a person. So I have 20 people that I buy for $15 a person. I need to set aside $300 at the beginning of the year that I'm not going to touch. That has
good math.
I did it before we started.
I was like, oh, this isn't like you at all.
Way to call me out. They could have walked away from this episode thinking, she is talentless. I almost said talentless. I meant unending talents.
No.
Bottomless pit of talents. So yeah, $300, pretty safe bet right there for me. So $15 a person. If your budget's smaller, maybe do $12 a person. Mm-hmm. But I'd say anything less than that and you'll probably end up at Dollar Tree. Okay.
And some of these do range in the prices. Some of them are a little more expensive. Some of them are really cheap or easier to do. So.
And if you have a bigger budget, do $20 a person. I don't know. Mm. I mean, goals for next year. But yeah, I really, really had to plan that this wasn't just like, I've got money to burn, you know. So, okay. Or you could do a hoodie. You know, people like hoodies for Christmas, good time of the especially. Year for it. Yeah, if you want to do that instead of the shirt. Okay, so number two
is custom face masks.
Yes, how appropriate. I know. Okay, so you can do, I think I looked at Custom Ink. Mm-hmm. They're a great website. They ship nationwide, you know, totally convenient. But you could, I feel like, make like an official staff one. I don't, and I'll be repeating myself on that. I don't know what it is, but my staff likes exclusive staff only stuff. Like even things, I did a jacket one time for them that actually said, it was like our logo and then it said staff underneath it because they want something a little bit more special than what the kids can buy, you know, or have. Mm-hmm. So with the face mask, you could do like a special one that says like your logo with staff. You could do something funny if you're creative like that, you know, like keeping the kid cooties off me or something like that. Like that wasn't that funny, but it's like you take it and run with it. I'm just here to like get the juices flowing. So think of something that your staff would love or think is funny. And you guys could all have matching face masks on your youth group night, and I think those would definitely be cheaper than, I didn't price it out, but I would think those would have to be cheaper than a hoodie or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
So number three is custom hats.
Howdy, partner. Okay, so I did these for my staff 1 year. These are our trucker with, this was a year I didn't save a ton of money for their gifts. These were pretty inexpensive. So it was just a simple trucker with our logo on it and, you know, super cute. They can wear it anytime. This is probably great if you aren't working with a ton of money. And if you wanted to add like, because kids actually could have bought this one. So if I had to do it again, maybe I would have put like the word staff on it or
And maybe not had like dirt on the front of it like you have on yours.
I think I took it to camp. That's what it was. Whitewater rafting dirt. Mm. But that's okay.
It's a memory.
Yeah. Souvenir. So yeah, the hat.
All right. Number four is exclusive stickers. What does that mean?
So that means everyone has one of these. Okay. And these are, mine is the Costco one. This is not a hydro. This is a thermo.
I thought thermo flask was the good one. Is hydro flask the good one?
Hydro is super expensive.
Oh, okay.
So thermo is very great quality, but they're a little cheaper. So like everyone,
just a sticker to put on there.
Yeah. Everyone loves putting stickers on them. I have two of our ministry ones on here. This one. Okay. I don't know if you can see it, but it's a like an ice cream bar of a guy's face. This was like at work when our associate pastor was retiring. We all like got a sticker of him made as a ice cream bar. And so something like that is like super memorable and funny. So if you have like a funny camp story, or if you have like a kid who just did something hilarious, or this just an inside joke that you guys talk about, turn that into a sticker and have it on their water bottle. And it'll be so fun. Like, people ask me about the sticker all the time. They'll be like, why do you have Colonel Sanders as a popsicle? I'm like, it's Charlie, our associate pastor, as an ice cream pop. So I get to tell them about it, and it's super fun. So yeah, if you want to, this would take a little brainstorming on your part of like, what would my leaders just be like, kind of like how the shirt became like a little souvenir, like, oh, this is us. On a cheaper scale, stickers are way cheaper than shirts and people love them. You could do a few different variations too, like give them like your youth group sticker pack, you know? People are so into those right now. You can also do buttons. You know what? I never knew buttons were a thing until I met Chad Higgins and Zach Workin from Youth Ministry Booster. So they would like obsess about these buttons and like say when they went to camp, like people would trade buttons and stuff. And I'm like, no one I know has buttons, but it's a thing. So if you are like
a button person,
yeah, if your youth group is the button people, then you could do buttons instead of stickers for your youth staff. But I guess what my heart always is like, what can I make for you guys that is us, that just speaks to our like humor, that speaks to our memories, that speaks to our culture, just us leaders. Like, it's just, you're trying, like, these aren't just gifts. Like, we're trying to create this just exclusive, tight knit, like, I see you, this is us kind of vibe. So like, lead with that foot as we're going through these ideas and insert your DNA and your culture and your memories into these gifts, because that's where the heart comes from. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's when the leaders are just like, I mean, I'll never forget when they opened those shirts and saw, oh my gosh, like they just loved it. Yeah. And I was like, do you love it? Like, I was so excited to give it to
Not scarves. So that's a good thing.
We have upgraded. Yes. I'm more responsible with my budget now.
And if you guys click on the link down below, there's a sticker company called Sticker Mule. And if you click on that link, you'll get $10 off your order. So,
you know, another cool thing Sticker Mule does is you can do face stickers. So like, you know how there's like sometimes that one kid who's become celebrity in your group and he's just hilarious and he's like kind of weird, but he's like a hoot and everyone wants him around. Take a picture of him and make stickers for your staff. People will love it.
You may want to get permission from his parents to do that.
Can I turn your kid's face into a sticker for my leaders? Because he makes us laugh. I don't know. Like, there's just things like that I think are really, really fun.
Yeah, they have some cool ideas on their website.
Yes. Or magnets. They do magnets too.
All right. Number five is a framed picture. This is a little more sentimental.
Yeah, I've done this in the past. So here's one thing. Well, this is two different ideas, kind of. So you could take a picture of your staff, like all of you leaders, and frame it and give it to them. If you're like, people don't want a framed picture of the leaders in their house, turn it into a magnet. Mm. Like, I think that one of our daughter's kindergarten teacher took this really cute picture of her, of our daughter, and turned it into this like 3x5 magnet. Yeah. It's kind of big, and gave it as a gift. And we have it. It's on the fridge. I love it. Mm. I think sometimes instead of the framed picture, it's like, where do I put this on my mantle? Like, go with something usable. So I think the group picture magnet is a great idea. So the other idea with this is maybe it's not the staff, but maybe it's a picture of their small group. Mm. So you go around one night to their small groups, get a really great picture of them and their small group guys, their small group girls, and put like, you know, our group is called Chaos 2020, 2021, you know, on it, and they can have it as a magnet. So I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Shutterfly is a great place for that. They do all that kind of stuff. And it's so weird. Like, once you start getting into Shutterfly, it's just like, oh my gosh, like you just
so
see,
many things.
Yeah, like there's so many ideas on there. And so that kind of leads into the next one,
which is a keepsake ornament.
Yeah.
So again, sentimental.
Sentimental. So, okay. With the ornament, so once you get on Shutterfly, you'll see that you could do like, oh, cool, a picture magnet or something like that. But you could also do an ornament, and they're a little bit more expensive, but you could do it as an ornament. What I've done in a very cheap way, I made my leaders ornaments once. And what I did is I got a group shot of us. And then I printed them out on like, they were small. I don't know how big it was, the picture, but I found these little like pictures you could print out at the drugstore. And then I went to a craft store. We have Michael's where we're at. And there were these little blank wooden ornaments. Mm-hmm. And they were so cheap. And so I printed the pictures. I got a bunch of ornaments. And then I got a little jar of decoupage. And basically, I just painted the picture.
It's like a clear glue that kind of just adhesive.
Onto the thing, and I made the ornaments. So if you're like running into a budget problem, that is actually a super cheap one. And I chose a really funny picture of us when we were all dressed up for this event, you know, to kind of make it fun. You know, when you do the pictures, you can add the year on it or something like that. So another ornament idea is if there is an item that just screams your youth ministry, you can usually just Google like pizza slice, you know, ornament. Not that you do that. That's too obvious, but something that if there's something you guys are obsessed with, like The Office, and you guys all watch it together, or Takis or Flaming Hot Cheetos. I don't know. We have like our snacks, my staff and I, we have like our very specific snacks that we bring to everything. So if you could find ornaments that speak into your culture, that's not a picture, that's a great option too.
All right, number 7 is a personal video of their small group specifically for each leader.
Yeah, and this is no cost unless you are paying an editor, but no cost and super meaningful. It's just more labor intensive. So what you would need to do is have the leader step out of the room, and you would need to spend some time filming the students giving like 30 seconds of why they love their leader. So you could,
or just pulling them aside at some point of the night.
Yeah.
Not making it as obvious. You stand outside, plug your ears.
Well, you could like set up some kind of like paperwork thing. Like, hey, everyone needs to go in the office and meet with, you know, one of your staff members and fill out another leader application. I don't know. You could figure out how to get them out of the room. Or like you said, it's harder for me to do that. Like, I need to make sure I grab 3 people like sometime throughout the night. The probably best scenario would be for you to have someone in charge of it. So if you had an intern or a staff member that you could say, all right, all these weeks, you know, leading up to Christmas, you know, this week you're in Jan's small group. I need you to, or you're doing Jan's small group. At some point during the night, I need you to pull aside Skylar, Ava, and Haley and get a video of them, or call them out of their small group. So if you want to leave the leader in the small group, but call the students out one at a time and, you know, make up a reason why they have to come out, that would probably be a way better way to do it.
Or everybody has a smartphone, have the students do their own video.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
It's 2020, Kristen. Come on now.
Wow. The future is now. Just have the students, you know, and they'll just be like follow up. You know, some people like to use their own camera guy. Right. So if you want to do it that way, call the students out one at a time. Or, yeah, you're just going to have to contact a billion students and say, hey, I need this, and be specific, like, because sometimes I've done those and like we're trying to go for meaningful and the kids are just like, I like them because they're nice.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
It was a 2-second video. Merry Christmas.
So right. You might not do every single student in their small group. Maybe it's like, hey, I think these kids would do well on camera and they'd have some good stuff to say. And then you kind of coach them through it. Well, tell me why you like them or what is it about them? Like, ask them good questions, especially if you work with middle schoolers, high schoolers have got this, but yeah. And then you edit that and make a little video that is just for that small group leader. So, that is free. It just takes some coordination and effort, but hey, that's what you get for not budgeting 300. Just kidding.
All right. We're at number 8, which makes me realize we did not number these properly in the beginning.
Jeff,
I think I said 8 in the beginning.
Why'd you do that?
We have more than 8. We have 10.
You're
so
the worst.
Here's 8 plus bonus 2. But number 8 is pictures of leaders' faces on socks.
Yes. They have My Face Socks. And I think that's actually the name of the website.
There's a couple websites, I think, that are about the same price. We'll put both of them there. You can take a look.
So My Face Socks are $12.95 and you submit a picture and they get socks with their face. If you don't want to do their face again, you could do the face of that one kid. That's a kook. You could do
your own face,
your own face, making a funny face or, you know, whatever. Personalized socks. They're fun. Socks are in. Yeah. People like them. If you don't have the money to do personalized socks, I've a couple years just done Christmas socks for my leaders with like some treats. You know, that was kind of like more of a like, hey, I got you something. I mean, it's not like the best gift in the world, but I got Christmas socks from the youth pastor I used to work for, and I still have them to this day. And I liked them. I was excited to get them. So Christmas socks and treats. Personalized socks. People love socks.
Socks. Number 9 is a list of encouraging letters from their students.
Yeah. So this is kind of the same idea as the video one, but it's in letter form. Mm-hmm. If you don't want, this is actually maybe less work for you because you don't, if you're like not tech savvy at all and you're like, editing? No, I have no time. I don't know what you're talking about. So you could just do a good old fashioned letter. So, you know, you email the parents and sometimes going through the parents, you might be more likely to get what you're looking for back and say, hey, I'm trying to put together a compilation of notes for this small group leader from their students. Could your students send me, you know, a half page letter by this date? And then they just email it to you or the kids handwrite it and hand it to you at youth group and you put it together in a nice little package and you give it to the leader for them to look through. And, you know, I don't think this is like outdated or anything. Like one year at our leader retreat, we all went around and we wrote encouraging notes to each staff member.
Encouragement is never outdated.
It's never outdated. And I keep that next to my bed in this little bag and I read it from time to time. Maybe I'll just pull out one or two and read them. And those words are powerful. And even maybe have the parent join in too. Like, hey, if you'd like to write one to your child's small group leader, you know, that's a great idea too.
Mm-hmm. Number 10, this is pretty fun. This is a little different, but would be an experience that you can have with your small group team.
Yeah. And we've done this, plenty of times and it's been really fun. So some of the experiences I would treat my leaders to would be like an escape room. There's nothing like working together to solve puzzles and problems. It's so fun. And then we went out for ice cream or dinner or something like that. Another thing right now, depending on where you are in the country, you can rent out movie theaters for a reasonable price because they're looking for any business they can get. I think it's like where we are, it's about $100. Yeah. Isn't that what you said?
Maximum, I think 20 people, but it's a great deal for $100.
Yeah. Like, so I told my leaders about it and they were so excited. We might do it. We said, we're going to wear our pajamas and everyone bring blankets and all of our favorite snacks and just like veg out in our own movie theater. Another one is you could hire a dance instructor and do like a leader country line dancing night or swing dancing or ballroom, whatever you want to do. The reason I like country line is because you don't touch anybody and like everyone's just doing their own thing. There's
6 feet apart.
So it's COVID friendly and awkward chills friendly. So, yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, but at least you don't have to touch anybody.
Yeah. So, you know, theme it out. Yeah. Everyone comes dressed up and have some, you know, get Chick-fil-A to cater or one. And if you are low on money for food, can I tell you a secret? you get parents to cater the meal. So when I take my, I think I've shared this before, when I take my leaders on a retreat, I come up with the meals and then I come up with a shopping list and then I email that to parents and they sign up for items. So if you wanted to do like a catered event for your staff so that it's not potluck and they don't have to bring stuff, say we're doing pulled pork sandwiches. I need someone to do pulled pork, rolls, coleslaw, chips, corn, whatever. And parents can sign up, bring that. Now you've got your food for free. And then you find a country line dance instructor, which sometimes you don't even need a professional. Sometimes you could find people in your church that just kind of, we have one of our pastors just knows how to do it. It's odd, but he does. And I think we're going to have him do our staff Christmas party. And so it's just like, there you go. Something that is kind of like a big deal. Like we danced and ate and all that ended up being very low cost or free because, you know, if someone's willing to donate their services. So, but dance instructors, if they're, you know, local, sometimes they're really not that expensive. So yeah, some kind of experience altogether that you are treating them to can be the gift and
great community builder, something fun to do, something different.
Definitely.
Well, there you go. There's not eight, but 10 ideas for how you can celebrate Christmas with your staff. Have a little party get together.
Hey, you know what I just thought of too? One gift to give your students is take your group picture with your leaders and put it on a Christmas card and mail it to all your students. We've done that for the past like 5 or 6 years. We send out like a chaos Christmas card. It's all of us. And it's like, Merry Christmas. Love the chaos family, all the staff. And we're all dressed up. And, you know, that is a fun gift ish to give to your students and their families so that they can see like, whoa, this is everyone. Cause I mean, parents like drop off, pick up. They probably don't know who everybody is, you know, all the time. So just
a little
extra something for you. Merry Christmas.
Again, make sure you check below. If you're watching on YouTube, check below in the show description. And if you're checking on our podcast, it'll be in the show notes as well. So make sure you look for all the links to all the things that we talked about. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you next time.